Talk Live. We are here at the 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, here with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. They are coming together for the purpose of, well, hanging out and socializing and getting to know new faces, new friends, new potential friends for life. Because if a lot of the people who are here now are actually going to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place, then you really are beginning friendships here this weekend at Porkfest that could last you a lifetime. Because presumably we're all in this liberty in our lifetime. That means it's a lifelong project, and these are the beginnings of those relationships for those people that are brand new here. And if you didn't make it out to Porkfest, or you haven't made it out, it's not too late. You can still come on up here. There's a lot still yet to come. In fact, the schedule is chock full of events and activities throughout the rest of the week. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And one of the biggest and longest running sponsors behind this program is SACL CAI. It is the company of one Jason Osborne. You're one of the folks behind the scenes there at SACL. And Jason has graciously arrived here in our studio. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good to have you here tonight. I heard that you slept in a little bit today.
A little bit. There was a little too much fun had at the fun compound last night.
Yeah, you know, any place that a libertarians gather is called a compound. So, what?
We've been talking about the fun compound here for a little bit. What is it?
It's just two campsites next to each other. One has Fixed Brewing, a number of tasty homebrewed beers.
They really are good. I have the Hazlitt, the Henry Hazlitt something, the hazelnut brown, and wow, it was a really good beer.
Now they pulled their permits to brew these beers, right? They
went
contacted the federal government.
Vix has a mohawk and a handlebar mustache.
They must have contacted the federal government to get the labels correct. I know that usually there's a submission process where you have to go through and let some bureaucrat look at your labels and then decide whether or not you can actually have those labels.
Yes, it takes months and months. I've gone through it before, and I won't be ever doing it again.
So that hasn't happened either. They haven't
done
any of that stuff. Okay, that's awesome. And so you're doing this as the fun compound, but that's not all there is the fun compound, not just homebrews, because it's not just Fixed Brewing that's doing homebrewing here. There's other folks around the area that are also sharing. In fact, there was some sort of a homebrew competition or sharing thing that went on today, wasn't there?
Yeah, I also slept through that.
Oh, damn it. So, anyway, so the fun compound, open every day at Porkfest? I mean, all the way through the end?
All day, all night.
What time does it open in the morning?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking at least 8 o'clock.
As soon as you can get the bartender out of bed, then...
Yeah, definitely got to roll over for a nice Bloody Mary in the morning. I highly recommend it.
So tell our listeners, Jason, why they should come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as somebody who has been to a number of them.
I believe this is my fourth one, yes, and it's the first thing I pencil in the calendar as soon as they announce the date. I would never miss another one, ever. It's just the best time you could ever imagine having, 1,000 people all gathered together who are mostly likable. And
Well, inevitably, in any group of people, there are going to be people you disagree with, and that's okay, but generally, there are plenty of people you can spend time with here, and you don't have to deal with anybody you disagree with. If you don't like somebody, walk away and go somewhere else. But, yeah, I mean, I find that folks here are overwhelmingly gracious and kind and caring and nice. And there's so many new things this year that never were here last year. The free aid tent is here this year, which is like a big deal. Maybe we'll have one of the free aid folks in here at a later time, whether tonight or throughout the week. But that's kind of an original idea, is bringing volunteers, basically, who are working within the medical field or training to be doctors, for instance, to staff an aid center, basically. So they're on call. There's a two-way radio system that's in operation here at Rogers Campground, and you could just call up. Like, almost, it's not like 911, but it's similar. You call in.
As close as it gets around here.
Yeah, it's actually better than
numbers or channels on the radio, whatever.
Right, it's actually better than 911, because with 911, you actually have to, you know, wait for someone to pick up, whereas here you press that key on the radio and somebody's listening to you. You can bet that somebody's listening in there. So all kinds of innovative things happening. The Fun Compound is here as well, and SACL CAI bringing the Fun Compound to you. So as always, Jason, thanks for being a part of this.
Well, no problem. And Thursday night, we've got a special for the amplifiers right here in this very room.
That's something I wanted to ask you about. Now, this is the...
Amplifiers are people that advertise, help Free Talk Live advertise, market, and promote by giving $3 or more a month.
Yeah, that's correct. And folks can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Now, this is going to be an amp-only party, or is it going to be open to everybody, and there's just going to be special giveaways for amplifiers? How are you going to run this?
Well, I'm not going to be checking credentials at the door or anything, but I'd like to take care of the amplifiers and
so
give them little
treats. So it's basically going to be on the honor system,
yeah,
is what you're saying? Okay, okay. So anybody here that is a Free Talk Live amplifier will be able to get a free special commemorative
thing.
I wouldn't quite call it a trinket. It is actually useful.
It's a surprise.
It is actually useful. So it will. I would imagine since it's Thursday night, this will get used later on in Porkfest this year.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. All right. So that's about all we can say about that. That's during this show,
Thursday night,
here in this very room.
In this room.
In the media room here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So this being Tuesday night, if you haven't made it here yet, that would be a good time to show up. You'll get to meet Osborne. You'll get to meet all kinds of wonderful Free Talk Live listeners who are here with us tonight. And thanks to everybody for coming in here. Always appreciate you taking the time to share yours with us. So, Jason, anything else you want to share with us here tonight?
Oh, I'm good, dude.
Right on. You just enjoy yourself. What I see you have the Porkfest 2011 commemorative mug. Which
yours looks like you've used it so much you've like worn some of the printing off of the side there. Like, you've really been working that mug.
Yeah, they weren't expensive.
I like the mug. I have to say, I like this mug better than last year's mug. Last year's mug was black.
It's too
kind
small.
Of hard to see, like, there was stuff in it. And this is...
Got a lot of complaints about the size.
The size was small last year, and this one is definitely a step up. How many ounces is that?
22.
22 ounces. What is that, a pint?
Well, it might be closer to a British pint.
Yeah, right. Anyway, thanks, Jason, for coming by. Always appreciate it. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways. Lemonade Stand, this is the story that I've meant to bring to you over the past week. We just haven't had a chance to actually get to it because, well, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. WUSA reporting in Bethesda, Maryland, that you can make a fortune selling parking spots outside of the U.S. Open, but don't even dream of setting up a lemonade stand. A county inspector ordered the Marriott and Augustine kids to shut down the stand that they set up on Persimmon Tree Road, right next to Congressional, wherever that is. And
Persimmon Tree sounds so nice and family-oriented.
And after they allegedly ignored a couple of warnings from the bureaucrat, the inspector fined their parents $500. Gentleman from the county is now telling us because we don't have a vendor's license, the kids won't be allowed to sell their lemonade, according to Carrie Marriott, who's one of the kids' moms. The kids can't seem to understand it. She says, I don't agree. I think the county is wrong. We're sending the money to charity. And good for her for doing that. Jennifer Hughes, the director of permitting the county, says, or permitting for the county, says it's technically illegal to run even the smallest lemonade stand in the county, but inspectors usually don't go looking for them. She said this one was unusually large. Hughes also said they've warned all kinds of other vendors that they couldn't operate near the U.S. Open because of concerns about traffic and safety. You think that's really what it is?
And they're going to use whatever excuse they can use. I mean, if it isn't the U.S. Open, it's something else. Always, every time. And
but what's the real reason?
What's the real reason?
Yeah, is it really about traffic? Is it really about safety?
I think that each individual bureaucrat, each planning cop person that they send out here has their own individual reasons each time they mess with a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm specifically talking about lemonade stands here because they're a great example of how the government overreaches, and it goes far beyond what people would have ever imagined would happen when they start allowing these bureaucrats to regulate what you do at your home. You should be able to sell whatever you want at your home, frankly.
Unless you are in a deed-restricted community where you've agreed that you shan't be doing things like that.
Right, and I don't think that a government needs to take over a huge landmass and say, no, none of this is here inside the county.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. How do you feel about this one? Is there actually anyone out there who agrees with the government, who thinks that Yeah, it's all right. Go ahead and stop these kids from selling that lemonade. And, in fact, fine their parents $500. I support it. Not only that, I think it should be $1,000. 800-259-9231. If you're that person, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results, and here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com.
And as always, joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And also, sitting in here now on our third microphone, Damo's here.
Damo, thanks for having me.
Damo from LibertyOnTour.com. The Liberty On Tour, by the way, has made its final stop here for this particular tour. You've been on the Free State Friendship Tour, and the last portion of it was going to be here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I want to talk more about Liberty On Tour here in a moment, but let's finish up thoughts on this story here about the lemonade stand. You've been in the audience here listening tonight, so you heard the story about these kids in Bethesda, Maryland, who their parents have been fined $500 because their kids are out selling lemonade, apparently in front of the U.S. or nearby the U.S. Open, some sort of a golf tournament. And these kids, interestingly, are the kids of, well, the Marriott's, you know, the hotel chain. So these aren't just your average kids that are out selling lemonade. These are some relatively privileged children.
So no wonder they had a big, fancy lemonade stand, right?
That kind of explains the large size of the operation.
Someone drove in a like lemonade trailer that you would see at a fair or something.
However,
the shape of a giant lemon.
I think it's interesting that nonetheless, despite that it's these big, you know, rich families that are running this, they were still targeted. You know, they were still gone after here because, well, a lot of the rich people in this country got rich because they jumped through the hoops, and you know, they were able to jump through the hoops when others weren't able to, and then they start putting their own hoops, as we talked about earlier, where the industrialists create the rules for their industry, and then new people can't get in, and they can't innovate, and they can't create new ideas and products and services and offer them. But yet, whenever these youngins get out there and they try to create a lemonade stand in the country these days, it seems like their odds of being aggressed against are much higher today than they used to be. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe it's always been this way, and we never heard about it before.
It doesn't seem very likely that Andy Griffith from Mayberry was stopping by the kids' lemonade stand, kicking it over and telling them they needed a permit. It just doesn't seem that way to me. The government has grown in invasiveness. There's more restrictions. You need licenses to do everything. I think that it's pretty safe to assume.
I don't think there's any more children that have lemonade stands, but there are more regulations and taxes on businesses to make them call about the children selling lemonade. So when you're being taxed, you know,
right,
30 years ago, $20, no big deal. Today, you're being taxed $200, $300, $500. You want to call somebody.
Yeah.
So it's not so much that there's any more or less lemonade stands or children trying to be innovative.
Well, very well could have been the competitors. Maybe there's somebody who's gotten permission to sell at the U.S. Open. He's driving by seeing these kids at the lemonade stand and saying to himself, I could have sold an extra soda pop if I called the cops on these guys.
Exactly. Yeah, centralization is the problem.
So back to the story here from the bureaucrat that's in charge of the permitting process there in Bethesda. She says that, we've done this to other vendors that have been operating near the U.S. Open. It's all about traffic and safety.
Big whoop. They're 12. So what?
Mom says, one of the moms says, does this mean now that every kid who sells lemonade has to register with the county? She asks the inspector, and the inspector responds, cute little kids making $5 or $10 is a little bit different than making hundreds. You've got coolers and coolers here. And the mom responded, well, it's to raise money for pediatric cancer. Now, what's funny, according to WUSA 9, is that the county has given scores of other neighbors permits to let golf fans park on their front lawns. Those permits cost almost $300, but prices per car run as much as $60 per day. Gee, I bet you could charge less for the parking spaces if you didn't have to pay $300 a day for the permit to allow people to park in your front lawn.
Well, I don't know. They didn't say $300 a day. They just said $300 for the permit and then $60 a day. So make sure that you're clear on that.
Clear.
But I think the point that they're trying to make here is that people can make a lot of money by renting out their lawn, and all these girls are doing is renting out their lawn in a different fashion.
Well, we don't
know
if it's their lawn.
They're providing a different service.
It may not be their lawn. This may be actually on some sort of so-called public property.
Oh, interesting.
But nonetheless, if it's public property, then everyone owns it, and I say set up your damn lemonade
stand. I don't have a problem with any of this. I'm just saying that, kids and lemonade stands, it has an opportunity to show the government for, you know, being tyrannical and overbearing. I think that this one pushes the envelope of kids' lemonade stands. As the story goes deeper, it does require one to say, let's see, the kids of the Marriott selling lemonade, gallons and gallons and gallons of lemonade on public sidewalks. I don't know, you know?
So, of course, this makes... Okay.
No, it's just an example of slave-on-slave violence. The more regulated have to call the bigger brother on the less regulated. So even though there would be an exemption, everyone can understand having an exemption for a child. It can't happen, though, when you're talking about a sporting event when their majority of their profits are probably made in this week.
What kind of message would it send if we were to just allow these children to go?
I must pay, they must pay.
Oh, by the way, there's an update to the story. Guess what? Go ahead.
The Marriott's managed to get an exemption.
Montgomery County officials have allowed the children to reopen their lemonade stand. They've allowed, oh, that's so nice.
Right.
The masters have allowed them to sell their lemonade. Those little children, we'll just go ahead and give them an exemption. The county permits director, bureaucrat, says that the neighborhood children who are raising money to fight pediatric cancer needed to move their stand from the main strip to a more private, safer area, meaning away from the eyes of the people that are passing by. So they're claiming it's all about traffic and safety. We're going to keep these kids from getting hit by these crazy drivers that are driving through here.
Parking.
So we'll just go ahead and put them down this back alley, and y'all can run your lemonade stand down there, okay? By now, have fun raising money for cancer behind that dumpster. Because that's basically what they've done to these kids. Oh, and they so graciously decided to waive the $500 fine.
That's nice of them.
Yeah. By the way, the children do include members of the two Washington Power families, the Marriotts, and the Augustines, who are a family that is in charge of Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor. So here's what, let's see, Hughes, I don't recall who that is. I don't know if that's, anyway, somebody said, this is not big bad bureaucracy coming down on little kids. She said the inspector was enforcing regulations designed to address concerns about traffic safety and other non-permitted vendors flooding into the area.
Good Lord, we're keeping you safe, people.
He was just doing his job.
She noted that, Hughes noted the kids' lemonade operation was serving bottled drinks out of four large coolers under a 10x10 tent.
This isn't a kid's... What? This is a Dixie Cups here?
This woman would crap her pants if she were here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where people are selling all kinds of bottled and not-so-bottled drinks, among other things, under 10x10 tents.
Isn't there a whole alleyway here at the Agora Valley named after like a lemonade stand? The Clark's,
is there?
I think it's Clark's Lemonade Stand. It's Site 48 or something like that.
There's all kinds of stuff here. There's more here than
definitely
I can possibly
crap her pants, for sure.
Catalog. The parents disagreed. She says, one of them, the mom says, this feels like a whole lot of government to me. However, as the parents and kids say, that as far as they're concerned, the situation is resolved. So they bowed down. They bent over for the state. They went and they moved their stand. But nonetheless, you know, this is not an uncommon story. And if your kids are to go out and start doing this, what would be really interesting would be to have them continue on. I know parents don't want to put their kids at risk. They're worried they're going to lose their kids. But it sure would be interesting, wouldn't it, to see the kids just continue to come out and set up the lemonade stand and, you know, basically say F you to the government and, yeah, we're not going to get your permits.
It'd be nice to see. I don't think it's going to happen.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world. WHEY.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. In fact, the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, maybe it's this lemonade story or whatever else that you think our listeners would enjoy, take a moment to submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. At that point, other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So it's like a social bookmarking thing, and it's totally free over at freetalklive.com. Ademo is here with us from libertyontour.com. We're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Ademo, how many has this been for you? Is this your third Porcupine?
This is my third, so I'm ecstatic.
So you've been here every time at Rogers Campground. It's been here in the same place. Before, it used to be at a different place, and now it's here at Rogers.
Yeah. My first time was with Motorhome Diaries back in 09, and then now Liberty on Tour two times, and today.
So tell me what you've seen change over the years with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Porkfest.
It's growing. I mean, the camping area is my favorite. The people around here are awesome. So, you know, you can mingle, network folks, Pete and I, who have traveled the country the last about 3 years. Mm. It's a time to reconnect with other folks from, you know, we have some folks from San Diego that are staying with us in Marv. People from Philadelphia have been hanging out with us a lot. All over the place. Auburn, I mean.
Marv is the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Yep, the vehicle in which we travel and do the Liberty on Tour projects and coplock.org work we do.
So has it grown over the years? I mean, there's a lot more people here now?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the first year I was here, I think it was about 570, 600, and then last year there was 900 or something like that, and I think we're going to surpass 1,000 this year. So definitely growing. The agorism, the counter economics, whatever you want to call it, is definitely abundant. It's already only Tuesday, and I've noticed a huge increase in vendors, people selling goods. Finding economic opportunities to make money, to make Porfex a profitable experience as well as a memorable one.
Yeah, there's some people really busting hump out there.
For sure.
I know that Luther, for instance, he's somebody who appears on this show from time to time. He's out there working with Mandrick. He's, you know, doing whatever it is that is needed to be done.
He's even driving the taxi cab.
Yep, that's right. I'm losing my voice too, man. It's all right.
It's rough. It's Tuesday.
Right, on Tuesday here. Right. And so
you got your partner Pete to sit in for you. He came and finished up the interview.
Right.
You guys are wrapping up the
pot smoke,
the Free State Friendship Tour. I didn't make it out to the 420 today. I was busy doing radio things with Ernest Hancock. But that's something else that's going on. Speaking of pot smoking, is the 420 celebrations are going on here, not just in Keene, but also here at the campground, as I understand it. Were you able to make it out to one?
I didn't make it to one yet, but I'm hoping to. And starting Thursday, me and Tommy Mazingo are going to have our Toad podcast, which is all about self-ownership and the war on drugs.
Tell me about Toad. What is that?
Well, Toad is Tommy and Ademo, so it's T-O and then A-D, so Toad. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to have a podcast that's going to air after the festivities here, and we're going to host it over at our campsite where Marv is, Site 89, and from 4 to 5 every day.
And as I understand it, y'all will actually be getting high while recording the show.
Absolutely. We're gonna have just kind of same format you guys have, two hosts, a guest, and hopefully be partaking in civil disobedience while interviewing.
That's not our format.
Well, not exactly. I said mimicking to a certain extent.
So, Liberty on Tour, wrapping up the Free State Friendship Tour. Give me a recap, or give our listeners a recap. What was the Free State Friendship Tour?
Well, the Free State Friendship Tour was the Liberty on Tour, 6 weeks. We did six cities. We're ending here in Lancaster, New Hampshire. But we had one stop outside of New Hampshire in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where Pete and I are facing felony wiretapping charges. Folks who want to hear more about that can go to coplock.org/Greenfield. We have the trial coming up for that soon. And we hit up Grafton, Manchester, the Seacoast, Keene, and now here. And we're just trying to advocate what folks have going on here in New Hampshire. What it can inspire you to move, inspire you to do other activism in your area. Everything from don't take the plea deal outreach, cop blocking, stories, news articles. We covered it all.
You guys did some epic cop blocking, and all of this stuff has been shown over at libertyontour.com, although I'm sure you still got some videos in the backlog that there's going to be more coming out. But you can see a lot of this, and the Manchester cop block video is up there where folks can go and watch you and multiple activists actually chasing down the police in Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, giving them kind of what they do to people every day. We were following them around. We were at every single stop. Mm-hmm. Nobody got a ticket that night except for one individual, which we were late to, and they claimed to have found some drugs. But most were let off with the warnings. And one instance,
do you believe that has to do with your presence?
I think it does. And even in one instance, an officer left before the person they pulled over left.
Wow.
They left first because I feel we were there.
Yeah.
There were several. I mean, we had five cars about. Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, the RV. And everywhere they could be, we were at. We were on the scanners. It was well organized. It was great.
And then, of course, the next day they cracked down. You guys went and became part of a protest outside of the Manchester Police Department where 8 people were arrested for basically not obeying. The cops demanded identification. They demanded that you show them government ID. You may or may not have had it on you. Either way, what obligation do you have to show these cops that? You tried walking away, and the cops come up and just arrest you.
Exactly. I mean, they claimed it was about chalking public property. And really, like you said, the officer came and asked me for ID.
Wait, if it was about chalking, did you get charged with graffiti?
Nope, I got charged with criminal mischief.
Yeah.
But
it's
exactly what you said, is that they came up and said, do you have ID on you? And I said, I don't talk to police officers because, you know, through coplock.org and Liberty on Tour, we tried to be educational and show people different tactics. And the one I decided to choose, which is something you've been mentioning a lot lately, Ian, is simply not talking to them and just leaving.
Yeah.
Don't even acknowledge these guys with their costumes. And, I tried that. And on the second attempt, he just arrested me, so I went limp, and that's correct.
And yours was
charge.
The first, and then 7 more arrests followed that. About 6 or 7 cameras were confiscated, including that of 9.
9 of them.
Cameras all over the place confiscated and under the auspices.
Without subpoenas, and I'd like to point out that this is illegal. Cops will do this all the time. They'll say that, well, that camera is recorded evidence. Well, if it's evidence, officer, you need a subpoena to get it. So I'm going to keep this here.
Well,
and
mind you, this
is
at a police station, which is already under surveillance. They have their own cameras. They wanted the cameras at
it's
one
a harassment tactic.
Right. They wanted to charge other people. They want more revenue, but they wanted to charge other people. When they have their own cameras, not needed at all.
Right. All they're doing is they're punishing activists for being activists in this case.
They're committing crimes.
They know that there's nothing that's legal, as you say, about what they're doing. They know that eventually they're going to have to give these cameras back. But they also know that eventually can mean 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, 16 months. It was over a year before...
If they took it illegally, it's not like they actually have to give it back. They don't have to give it back. Some judge says, oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead, give it back. The judge, the same judge that will putting these guys in for contempt of court or some kind of, you know, bench warrant for these people for breaking laws. They'll sure do it to you.
It should be interesting to hear over the next month on most of the folks. Most of the folks were charged with misdemeanors, disorderly conduct, catch-all crimes. Mm-hmm. I'm predicting that a lot of those will be thrown out, especially...
But they're not going to take a plea deal.
Yes, especially the ones like Kate, who was simply in the wrong spot at the wrong time on such a day.
Yep.
Standing on chalk was her crime. And,
so right, the cop photographer was out there, and the claim was that because she was stepping on some of the chalk, she was interfering with police business or whatever by them trying to photograph the chalk.
So none of those will definitely hold water, but it should be interesting to see in how many of these they back off on, and even myself.
Yeah, because they just got themselves 8 court cases out of this.
Right.
And they're already broke. They already have to shut down their courts for a certain number of days per year and send their employees home without pay because they don't have any money. Yep. And then they're out doing this. These people don't understand what's cost-effective. It's not a cost-benefit analysis to them. It isn't about what's doing what's right. It's about protecting their little fiefdoms.
Right, and on top of the added cost, a lot of activists attended a city council meeting, which doesn't really add much cost because it's already planned into the budget, but they at least got an earful. There was at least 13, 14 activists there complaining about their phones being stolen, complaining about the treatment and the abuse and the lack of transparency with the Manchester Police Department.
Of course, the city council did nothing.
Well, they don't care, right? They roll out of their eyes, but it's just another headache, another way to get them. So it's not just giving them in this front. It's the other front, the second
absolutely
front.
The more
well
that we can do, the better. Right. I favor any form of activism. Anybody, do whatever it is that feels comfortable for you. If you feel the most comfortable going in and talking to city council or running for city council or whatever, by all means. There was somebody in the back told me just a few moments ago that there was a guy here who I guess is on a city commission somewhere or a county commission somewhere who claims to listen to Free Talk Live every day.
Yep, so in Michigan,
you know, some counselors are better than others, right, in that particular case. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are just a few moments remaining, maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. We're live from Pork Fest 2011 at Rogers Campground.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news.
10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Still enough time for you and your thoughts here. 1-800-259-9231. And by the way, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition. We've been doing this for years now, and it's something that I just love to do. It's the reason I have remote broadcast equipment, so we can go to Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum, the two yearly Free State Project events, to help promote this idea that I think is, its time has come. It needs to happen sooner rather than later. I will do whatever is in my power to make sure that it happens and whatever influence I have to make sure that it happens sooner rather than later. And that is to have 20,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people make the move, pick up their lives from wherever they are. Mark and I came from Florida. Pete, you came from Ohio, was it? Kind of around. Oh, Pete, let me turn your mic on. There you go, Pete.
Yeah, Minnesota, Northern Virginia.
Pete's here, by the way, from libertyontour.com. He's one of the crew over at libertyontour.com. So people have come here from New Hampshire, all over the place. People are coming from all over the place. They're here checking it out this week. We did a show of hands earlier. I don't know if you're here for it, Pete, but the super majority of people here aren't living here.
Yeah,
like the people that are in our audience here tonight, like 70% of them are here checking out New Hampshire and thinking about making a move.
It's awesome. One of the most memorable periods for me last time at Porkfest last year was when we were in the pavilion and it was before one of the keynote sessions, and I think Chris Lawless asked for a show of hands, like, who's here for the first time? It was like half the folks, and it was just like, wow. Like,
it's like that every
such
year.
Such a diverse group of people united, you know, pretty much like everyone's chill, and you know, everyone you can trust. It's awesome. Like, it's such a great community, so.
Yeah, it really is.
It's been cool. We came up here in Marv. You were one of the eight in Marv, and we had a few cars with us, and it was just like thinking about how, you know, everyone, like our journeys and stuff, and how I think all gotten better together and support each other. It's really cool.
So yeah, it's great watching the community grow up here, and it's so exciting to think about what can come next because we've seen some really amazing activism in New Hampshire within the last, you know, few years that would have been impossible anywhere else in the country simply because the numbers just aren't there of dedicated activists. Once we double those numbers, triple those numbers,
yeah,
quintuple
awful.
Those numbers. I mean, just the thought of what could become possible at that point, I don't even know.
There are a lot of people up here looking at property. There's a lot of people who came through Keene on the way up that were looking at property.
And I imagine they'll be coming through on the way back, too, because when Porkfest ends, there's still people, you know, kind of trailing out of the state. Some people stay in the state for a while to kind of check things out. And so I know a lot of people usually tend to come back to Keene after Porkfest for the unofficial post-Porkfest party, the Porkfest after party at Social Sundays in Keene, which people can go to calendar.freekeene.com to learn about different things that are going on around here. Mark, you want something to, got something to tell us?
Yeah, if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet and you're tired of banks charging you fees, you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value is trending upward. You learn more by visiting weusecoins.org. The dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your phone calls. Pete's going to stick with us here. Captain Ned, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Pete.
Hey, guys, I'd like to congratulate you on that Gadsden flag snake, that young one you got roaming the grounds up there. That's awesome.
The what?
The Gadsden flag, young rattlesnake you guys are growing up there. That's an awesome display.
Oh, I got you.
There are a lot of Gadsden rattlesnakes in, up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, no doubt about it.
Why aren't you up here? Why aren't you up here?
Well, I wish I could be, but I'll give you an example of it. The biggest old rattler that assembles itself every year down Daytona Beach for Bike Week, that rattlesnake does not get molested. And the law enforcement's outnumbered 200-1. Everybody parties. The boys hang out with the boys. You know, it's a good. That's when power confronts power, and it's peaceful, like Thomas Jefferson said. Mm-hmm. And I got to congratulate all of you. You're part of the snake. Feed the snake every year.
Well, you know what? I don't like the snake. I like the porcupine as a mascot. That's the mascot that the Free State Project chose, and I think it chose it for good reasons. And thanks, Ned, for the call
tonight. Yeah, I appreciate that. And thanks, guys. I really appreciate what you're doing up there.
Good for you, Ned. Thanks. I appreciate the call tonight. That's
Take
Captain
care,
Ned
dude.
In Florida. 800-259-9231. Still time for you and your thoughts. Why the porcupine versus the snake?
Well, the snake is an old analogy. It rattles. It gives warning. But snakes are kind of surly. They're considered to be sinister.
The idea it's coiled and it's ready to strike.
You know, people just don't like them. Porcupines,
they're cute.
Yeah, as long as you don't mess with it, you're fine. You know, go about its little business. And
if you've seen the picture of the dog after the porcupine on the internet, then you know exactly what happens when you mess with a porcupine.
Yeah, poor dog.
And it's not because the porcupine does anything. The porcupine just, you know, just is. And the dog attempts to maul the porcupine. Go ahead, Google the dog and porcupine or something like that. I'm sure it'll be the first result that comes up. It's a shocking photo.
Yeah, it's a picture of the dog with a muzzle full of quills.
You can barely see the dog anymore. There's so many quills in its face.
So it's a very resilient animal.
So, yeah, the porcupine is a much more peaceful animal in general than is the snake.
And there is a, you know, Gadsden flag version of the porcupine. It says,
that's right.
Yeah, don't tread on me or live free or die.
I'm not sure. Good
I think
question.
Both of them. It's got both. The different versions. Got the big
They are
big
for sale
white.
Here, as I understand.
There is a good takeoff, a spin on the Gadsden flag where the snake's actually striking and it says
time's up.
Yeah. Which is...
I like it, too. It's just the snake with it, like the fangs sticking out and all you can't really see the body of it anymore. It's just striking.
Striking toward the camera, so to speak. So, Pete, again, here from LibertyOnTour.com. We've talked with Ademo, your partner, about the Free State Friendship Tour, which is wrapping up here. Porkfest is the final week of it.
Right.
What's next for LibertyOnTour.com?
Well, we'll get back after Porkfest. We'll get back to Keene, and we'll chop up some more videos from Porkfest, complete that stuff. We have a court in Greenfield, Mass. All the info from that's at coblock.org/Greenfield.
That's where you guys are making a stand on the right to record these government bureaucrats in their own buildings.
Right. So we'll be down there for a week from July 11th to 18th. We're actually working with another guy who was harassed and bullied by the Greenfield PD as well. So it's really cool to see folks in the community stepping up. Like last time we were down there, we kicked off the Free State Friendship Tour in Greenfield. And we were out there doing Cop Lock one night with some other folks from the area. We distributed over 600 DVDs. Folks loved
people
it.
People were seeing you in the streets,
you. And folks down there filming now, starting to film. And, you know, we were down there. It was like four squads pulled over this guy. And he was saying, hey, I pay your salary, and you're taking you're coming after me for this, like, whatever.
We need a bonus, dude. Don't worry about it.
And so I'm filming this guy. You know, he's shining a light at my camera, and I'm saying, hey, this is real professional, and having a conversation with him.
Right.
And then some passerby, some community, just, like, stop and see what's going on. Like, we got your back to me. And, like, you can't, like, call him a cop out, man. It was awesome to see. Like, so it's happening. And just think if, like, this was happening in 1,000 other towns at the same time.
So, I mean, is it? So it's pretty much the case now that LibertyOnTour.com is based out of New Hampshire. Like any other tours that start, you guys, I think, have been talking about doing another one later this year, maybe more nationwide, maybe like a cop block tour. Yeah. I don't know if I'm, you know, announcing something that shouldn't be announced, but I've heard rumors that the Liberty on Tour brand is not finished, that there may be more touring to come, and you'll inevitably be launching from New Hampshire and returning to New Hampshire,
correct? We meet so many good people. Yeah, that's in a nutshell.
Awesome. It's great to have you guys finally based out of New Hampshire, because I think you and Demo and now Bo, you're the new guy. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Bo here this week. If you guys can drag him in one of these nights, we'll put him behind the microphone.
If he's not out on his longboard, we could probably get him.
Yeah, he's been a good addition to the group, from what I can
tell. Yeah, it's nice having a third guy on the ground with camera skills, and he's a good editor. And you know, he's real chill. Like, we all have our different methods of outreach, you know, and he's able to communicate.
He stays calm. You were talking about
chill.
That.
Yeah, when we were in Manchester, we got 8 arrests. I don't know how he didn't get arrested. Like, one time he was in the lobby, everyone else got booted, and he's like, they're like, you need to leave, you'll be arrested. He was like, no. Let's have a conversation.
Droids you're looking for.
Great.
So I think it's great. You guys have built a great brand.
Hey,
you're
man.
An inspirational
We're
activist.
All working together, and we're all building stuff together. It's awesome to see.
There are a lot of people, though, that I'm sure are going to come up here within the next few years. They're going to say, I'm going to ask them, well, how'd you find out about, you know, Free Keen, or how'd you find out about New Hampshire, the Free State Project? And they're going to say, Pete and Nemo, Liberty on Tour.
Dude, Free Talk Live, man. That's what we hear as well. So keep it up.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming in here tonight and hanging out with us in the studio, as always. Just an incredible group of people. It's not over. The Porcupine Freedom Festival continues on throughout the week. We're all going to be here all week long. What level of consciousness we will have by the time it's all over, I am not certain. I can't make any guarantees, but I can guarantee you that it is going to be a good time here as the week continues to roll on, as we continue to interview interesting folks. We've barely scratched the surface of what's happening here at Porkfest. We haven't really even talked about what's coming up, like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party coming up here later this week.
I'm going.
Free Keen Karaoke. There's the open mic event that's happening, I think, tonight. I mean,
Soapbox Idol.
Soapbox Idol. It's a hugely popular event where people get to go up and basically just rant on whatever a topic they want.
Rebel Inc's plan, Lindy's plan. There's
25 bands this
That's
week.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just
incredible.
A music festival.
It really is. It's an everything. It's a family fun fest.
Yep.
It's a debaucherous party. It's a music fest. I mean, it is a great time, and I know that this studio audience is going to be enjoying themselves tonight, as is everybody else that's here. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We'll be back tomorrow night for the third night from Porkfest as we continue this broadcast week. Again, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.